Are you having some low back pain? Are you hitting a plateau on your squats or some of your lifts that you just can't get past? Are you sitting at work all day? Hi, I'm Dr. Maynard with Optimal Health and Performance, and today I'm going to give you some ideas, some things to do to kind of help get some strength back in your low back, reduce some pain, and possibly can get you to the next level in some of your lifts, so your squats and things and so forth.
Optimizing your health with Optimal Health and Performance.
What we're going to work on today is working on some antagonists of the hip. Antagonists meaning they work against each other. So we're going to release some hip flexors that you may not have worked on before or heard of, and then we're going to activate your glutes. Okay? So to begin with, you're going to lay flat on your back with your knees on the floor, with your feet on the floor, knees bent. All right, once you go, you want to go about where your belt line is, and you're going to feel two little bony prominences on your waist or pelvis area, okay? The muscle right in behind those is called the iliacus, and it is a powerful hip flexor. However, when we're sitting at work all day, we shorten that muscle, and when you go to work out, it stays shortened. So therefore, it kind of inhibits or reduces the power we can generate from our glutes. So let's get into releasing those. The way you'll find those, once again, like I said, go right around your belt line towards the edge of your belt when your torso starts to round. You're going to feel two bony prominences right there. Okay, if you stuck your hand out like you're going to shake someone's hand, imagine that's your pelvis, okay? The muscle is going to be to the inside of your hand. So if I'm sticking my left hand out to shake hands, the inside or the pads of my fingers is where you're going to kind of to feel that muscle at. So find that bony prominence, go to the inside, and you're going to work through there a little bit. Now, this area can be ticklish for some people and can be kind of sensitive. So go within your whatever feels normal or not aggravating or causing you to tweak and do all that kind of stuff. So you want to put enough pressure you can kind of release that. Not so much where it's uncomfortable, okay? And the way you release that, like I said, you're just going to feel that bony prominence, go to the inside of it, and just kind of rub that area on each side for about 30 seconds, okay? Then you can get near a chair, or if you want to do some air squats, it's fine. Either way, you're just going to do some squats or sit and stand several series. So we're going to do about 10 reps of that, okay? With that, when you come up to the end of your, when you're standing tall at the end of your movement, whether you're going from a sit to a stand or you're doing air squats, you want to try to squeeze your glutes, okay? So squeeze your butt tight, relax. Go into your air squat again or go back to sit down, stand back up or come out of your air squat, squeeze the glutes and relax, okay? So you want to do about 5 to 10 of those, okay? And when you're squeezed, you're not squeezing as hard as you can, but you do want to try to get some tone to that. Then we're going to lay back down, bend our knees, put our feet flat on the floor, start all over again. Go to that muscle called the iliacus, go through there, try to release that for about 30 seconds, then start all over again with your air squats or your sit to stand. Once again, 5 to 10 reps of that. Let's do about 3 rounds of that, okay? If you'll do that at least 3 times a week, I think you'll start to find your low back pain starting to reduce, as well as if you're in the gym, you may even find your numbers start to go up. Either way, it's a win. If you're not seeing much results, then give us a call at Optimal Health and Performance. Let's see if we can figure out what's really going on with you. I'm Dr. Maynard. Have a great day.
Optimizing your health. To find out more on this and other health topics, contact Optimal Health and Performance online at ohpcookville.com.